Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's the host of PRN at the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Viola Boys winner Cash Kinsey. Then we'll speak with Lawrenceburg winner Kayla Rell. And we'll have a conversation with Dirt Super Late Model racer and broadcaster Randy Weaver. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Iowa at Scotland County, Barry Taft amongst the winners there. Gage Stevens the same at English Creek. Knoxville in a wild one goes to Austin McCarl. Jeff Watson victorious at Rockcastle in Kentucky. David Marler wins Lake Cumberland. Florence goes to Adam Stricker. Shannon Thornsbury wins Willard. And at Mountain Motor Speedway, Hunter Feltner back in victory lane. Harley Burns wins Lincoln Park in Indiana. Paragon to Hunter Schurenberg. Bobby Santos on the pavement at Anderson in victory lane. Bloomington to Ty Mahako. Bill Lewis victorious at Montpelier. And US 24 falls to Caleb Sheetsy. Daryl Charlier wins Pittsburgh's Pennsylvania Motor Speedway. Eric Jones, the NASCAR driver, wins at Jennerstown. Lernerville and Tri-City both going to Mark Smith. Charlie Kleist wins Bedford. Blanket Hill to Noah Werginis. Ken Sheldonbrand wins Marion Center. They drove to Dan Shortman and Farmington Kingdom in Missouri to Casey Birch. Elkins, West Virginia, where Jacob Hawkins got the victory. Tyler Carpenter won at Ohio Valley and at Skyline. Sharon in Ohio to Bobby Pierce Jr. and Chaz Wolpert. The High Limit guys were at Portsmouth. Rico Abreu victorious there. Zach Milby wins Hilltop. Moeller to Luke Hall. Caleb Henry victorious at Fremont. Goods to Rocco Ledford. Roger Smith victorious at Norton. And in Illinois, at Highland, it's Rick Salter. McKay Winger wins both at Farmer City and Fairbury, while Parker Jones gets the big trophy at Lincoln. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Viola Boys Outlaw Kart winner and Mercer County Fair Bomber Class winner, both in upstate Illinois, Cash Kinsey. Hey, Cash, welcome back to the show. Remember you winning at Viola Boys, but not this Mercer Fair race bomber class. Help us understand, was there a track built at the fairgrounds? Was it already there and does it get used? What kind of racetrack was it?
Well, it's been there for a really long time. They just don't race weekly there. So a certain promoter promotes derbies, my uncle, and he just wanted to have sort of like a little fun race there. So I started racing that last year and got third, and this year I finally got first. So,
wow, yeah, moving up from last year's run, Cash Kinsey taking the win at the Mercer County Fair race in the bomber division. How big is the track there at the fairgrounds?
I think it's maybe a little under half a mile, I think.
Ooh, so you get some speed up there. Cash Kinsey is joining us on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication Headers Exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So in having to go to a different vehicle, the outlaw kart style that races at the Viola Boys Backroads racetrack over to the full-size bomber, how much difference is that from a driver's perspective, in changing all that up?
Just mostly trying to kind of messes with your mind, because I was using a car with front wheel drive and I was having to use the e-brake, and I don't usually never use the brakes in the outlaw cart, so it was kind of different. But after two laps, I got adjusted to it and I was comfortable.
Wow. Well, Cash Kinsey, Viola Boys winner and Mercer Fair winner, doubling up this week and taking home the big trophies. He is our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. And you also race two wheels, am I right? Motorcycles? What class and how do you do that?
I race Open B, and I race through the woods. I usually ride my 250, but that's been down for a while now, trying to build it up for the bigger races here in the fall. I've raced my 125 lately, and I don't know, just racing through the woods and sometimes crashing on trees. It's hard to keep away from that, but it's still really fun.
Dude, the trees don't move like the walls don't move at a racetrack, right?
Yeah, they're about the same.
Cash Kinsey, Viola Boys racer, motocross, motorcycle, cross-country racer, Mercer County Fair bomber class racer. Definitely one of the most talented young prospects in Upper Illinois. He's joining us here on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Viola Boys Backroads Racetrack is just south of the Davenport Metroplex there. And on August 2nd and 3rd, they're going to have the Back Road Rumble. I think this is the biggest race that this track has had. For folks that haven't been there, help them understand. I know that Wyatt Miller, Dale Earnhardt's grandson, has been there. Some other famous folks have been to the Backroads racetrack at Viola. But what's the track like if you describe it to friends that haven't been there?
Well, it's a 8th mile clay track, and it was about medium banked a year ago, but they really changed it up, and it's definitely almost like a 3-lane track, and definitely through the night, even when it gets slick, there's 2 lanes. They made the banks really, really high, not sort of like a bullpen racetrack, but it is really, really fast.
Really, really fast. And you could hear Cash Kinsey, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, how much he likes speed when he talks about those new banks. The Back Road Rumble will be August 2nd and 3rd. So it's right around the corner. Beautiful location. You can go into Davenport and just point yourself south. Viola is not very hard to find, and certainly a great track with wonderful people there. But as far as the bomber class race, Cass Kinsey, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, when you raced it, did you lead every lap? Were you challenged a bit? Was there some drama that we should know about?
There wasn't any drama for me. I did start second, and as soon as I went into turn one, I was in first. So, and I just held it the whole time.
Wow. Well, winning in front of a grandstand of fair growers, that had to be something a little bit different. What was that like for you as compared to the more hometown crowds at Viola Boys?
It was really different. A lot of people wanted to see action, or people wanted to go fast. And I actually went up to the announcer stand to get my trophy in check. And the announcer had me speak to the crowd, which was a little unsettling for me, but I did it, and it was whatever.
Well, Cash Kinsey doing a decent, if not really great job for us, you know, helping us understand not only the racing he does at the county fair in Mercer County, but at Viola Boys. Remember, coming up, the Backroads Rumble and the motorcycles, a name to remember. Cash Kinsey, our guest on the ProFab Hotline. Thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
At Hunt Brothers Pizza, you can choose from 10 toppings at no extra charge. In a hurry, call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Find the nearest location at huntbrotherspizza.com and follow me, Joey Logano, all season long.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Don't miss out on summer brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and 2 rotors. Restore quality braking and improve stopping performance with parts and advice from the professional parts people. Save money now when you visit O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
Speedway Children's Charities raises money through several different avenues. My favorite is the gala.
It's one of those can't-miss events for everybody who attends. And I've been able to raise and distribute over $60 million.
When you have 50 different organizations receiving grants from Speedway Children's Charities, that's far-reaching. And some people think, well, I don't have much money to give. I say $50 is a lot to give.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple. Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Hi, Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. He won just recently, last weekend, at I-75 Speedway, but you may know him from even a broader standpoint, from being a part of the racing broadcast fraternity on Flow Racing. Randy Weaver joining us. Hey, Randy, congratulations on the win. Good to see you stepping back through the window and jumping in a race car. What was it like to get this victory? Were you up on the wall passing them towards the finish? How did it turn out?
Well, I appreciate it. But, yeah, it's good anytime you can go to the racetrack and still be a little bit competitive. But, no, I actually get opportunity every once in a while to drive the CBR house car, and we went down there. They had a 3,000-win Best Plumbing Series race, and we just done our normal thing, which usually I have to kind of ease into it. But we won our heat, drawed a three, started third, took the lead on the first lap, and I didn't really couldn't see my stick guys to let me know what was going on. So we ended up winning by like 8 or 9 seconds and had a really good race car. Finally made all the right adjustments at the right time. And it had to be pretty good for me to sit there and run a race with no caution and actually win it. So it worked out really good.
Well, Randy Weaver, I-75 winner. And broadcaster now for Flow Racing, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. You know, you got those titles I just said, but I thought you were just getting ready, kind of used to being Cameron Weaver's dad and him running, with us at the Hunt the Front Series or wherever. What's that part of the transition at this point in your career now watching Cameron come along?
Well, it's definitely more nerve-wracking, I'll tell you that. But it's really neat to watch him. I know we've got a couple businesses going here that's eating up a lot more time than we thought. So we're trying to take care of that. And but to go watch him, that's where I went Saturday night to watch him in at Thunder Hill Raceway. And so I get to travel a lot now just to go follow him and watch him, which is fine. And I really enjoy it. It just makes me a little more nervous than it does if I'm racing. But it's going good. I just have to every once in a while get in a car and get my fix. And that way I do my little research and where I can maybe broadcast and be able to know a little bit of what I'm talking about. And so that was one of the things. And it's always good when you win and do it. That way they can't argue with you too much.
That's right. Randy Weaver, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. Way to get the 604 crate division at I-75 Speedway last weekend. And speaking of profabrication, Headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So we'll shift gears, if you will, a little bit over towards the Flow Racing side. And it's been now enough years that I can't remember the exact one that you started doing. But what was it like when you first got asked, hey, we want you to sit up there with, Ben and Dustin and whoever else and, help us kind of educate, the race fans. What was that transition first event like?
Well, it's actually more nerve-wracking than racing because there are just so many more moving parts to do those broadcasts than I ever dreamed of. And luckily, which me and Michael Rigsby has been friends a long time and then got to know Ben and them through the years. And when we go to East Bay, we set up with one of our sponsors and good friend Leon Henderson in their VIP booth. And so all this stuff we've talked about, we're up there discussing it in the booth. Like, they'd be like, Randy, why did they do this? Or what makes a car do that? So Rigsby turned around one night and he said, hey, we ought to put you on the air with us and let, you answer some of these same questions. And I was like, oh, that'd be neat. And I never thought anything would come about it. Well, they had me to come in 2020 to Eldora. I think it was the Continental Classic. And no fans, so it was really weird, but still I was the most nervous guy there because that means there's even more at home watching you. So, it's turned out to be really neat. I get to do all the Eldora stuff. They've already booked me for the next two, for the World and the Lucas Oil points finale deal. And so I get to do that. And when I'm up there, usually I get to chat with Tony Stewart and hang out with him for a few minutes. And he's tickled with what I'm doing there. So I don't know. It's neat, but it's harder than you think. I mean, sitting around a racetrack or in a race shop, bench racing or just shooting the bull, way easier than when you know there's a lot of eyes on you. And of course, you've got such a fine script. You only got so much time for each little part, and got to make room for sponsors and commercials. And so there's a whole bigger side of that than I ever dreamed of. But it's really neat to finally get to see both sides of the fence and see how people react about certain things we talk about. And it's turned out to be a really nice deal.
So whenever you turn on the Eldora races or any of the other time that Randy is on these streaming services, it is a treat to be able to listen to. Randy Weaver's our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. And how about routine? You know, with drivers, they have routines, get ready for a racing. Do you have a routine now getting ready for a broadcast?
No, I'll tell you what I do. I make sure I get there in time for our media meeting. And all the other guys that's really good, Ben and DJ and all those, they just kind of shoot the bull and go on. And I'm the guy that's got every piece of paper they ever printed and handed out at the media meeting just to make sure that, okay, I've got to be here at this time. I've got to, you know, one time I done a carburetor, you know, running restrictors. So I have to get my parts and pieces and then run it over my head and make some notes. Sometimes I reach out to my buddies back home that, you know, like Jerry Weisgarber at Builds Phantom Race Engines, to ask him how much horsepower is this knockout, because I just wanted to be exactly right, because there's enough people out there I want to know what I'm talking about.
Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, and it's so easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at Z-Max.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Z-Max for your car, big rigs, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts store.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute the heroes of old, and raise a cup to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race. NASCAR Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 19th through 21st. Get a weekend package and see Dale Jr. race on Friday. There's no place like Bristol. It's not just a race. It's Bristol, baby.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, this is PRN's David Stiles. Join me each week when I head over to JC's Garage to talk NASCAR.
As of right now, if I were to name my top five, I could tell you Chase Elliott wouldn't be in that top five with this next-gen car. He has a lot to prove on the road courses with this next-gen car, but I still don't think there's a real out-front leader. I think Tyler Reddick has been outstanding.
That's JC's Garage, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Carson Osvar, and you're listening to Country Radio Hall of Famers Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
It's Kathy and Tim McGraw.
I can see you getting more into the technical. I can see you producing.
It's a fun thing to learn. I enjoy doing it. When I get the opportunities to do it, I try to learn as much as I can.
Hey, it's Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on Racing Country Classic.
Racing Country Classics. Any way you want it, that's the way you need it.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Welcome back to PRN at the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline. Last time we chatted with her was when she was crowned the MSCS champion for the sprint cars in her home state of Indiana. Now we'll chat with Kayla Rell about winning a 410 sprint car victory at Lawrenceburg Speedway. And you talk about the fast parts and service from O'Reilly Auto Parts to pass seven cars in a feature and take the victory in a 410 sprint car. Hey, friend, you were out there wheeling it. What was it like to, as I saw the quote, which I thought was really cool, starting seventh, you put your spurs on the hard charger boot and got it done. What was that like?
That was amazing. That was an amazing race. The night before, I fell from first to seventh. So to make it vice versa, the next night in the bigger car was amazing. It was definitely my kind of track, hammers down. There were very rough spots, and we got kind of bikey in places here and there, but we came out with the win. It just makes it so much better.
Now, Kayla Rell has been making it better and better as the steps continued to progress for our friend from Indiana, going through championships and now taking wins in the 410 non-wing sprint car. She is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. Profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. So, Kayla, I read that the track had, quote, character and some pucker moments. Is that when you get up on that bike, as you say, on two wheels? How do you even, like, begin to control it there, or you just, you know, do whatever? What's that like when that thing starts to pitch so violently and you still got to make it do whatever you wanted it to do?
The corners were really rough, and it's my kind of track. Everyone's like, the girls always like the hammer down tracks, and I can say that that is very true on my end. You know, to handle the car, it really just takes a mental thought, and you have to listen to when the car hits a very rev limiter or it gets up on the bike, how much throttle you need to use. Sometimes I just get really lucky when I press that throttle back down and I don't flip it. But I did bike it up pretty well, and you could definitely see how many oil pan bolts there were in the bottom of my car.
So a good place for a sponsor to put a decal at some point on the bottom for our friend Kayla Rell on the profabrication.com hotline. Winner of the 410 non-wing sprint car event at Lawrenceburg last weekend in her home state of Indiana. So cool to hear a driver be honest to say that, you know, sometimes you get lucky. Luck is a lot of preparation and such. And winning last year's MSCS championship, how does it prepare you for this next step here as you continue to transition up in your career?
Just baby steps. Honestly, I'm still 16 years old and I'm still making mistakes as I'm just a new race car driver. I've been racing these for 2 years now. Start off my 410 career with a championship and a rookie of the year is kind of hard to top off. So we're just trying to click off some wins now in this season, and we're chasing the points in the Midwest Thunder 410s. And, you know, it just comes with it, and I'd love to move up as the years go on. And I have so many goals, and I just want to accomplish them all.
Well, Kayla Rell has been doing that, accomplishing checkbox after checkbox as she continues to take those baby steps, which are getting a little bit bigger and bigger as she gets to now the age of 16 years old, but still wheeling it right to victory lane. Non-wing sprint car, 410. Non-wing sprint car winner from Lawrenceburg, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Kayla Rell. Speaking of, you know, next steps or steps down the road a bit there, with the non-wing, of course, that's wild and it goes, but the downforce of the winged cars, like in the World of Outlaws and ASCS and so many other sanctions and such, would you, you know, if you could get the right opportunity, like to have, you know, a wing over your head and go out and see what you could do, you know, in that progress?
Yes, of course. I'd always be down to race anything bigger, stronger. It just comes with my career, and I really love to get in anything that someone would offer me. New things in life, you never want to you want to take a chance, and always you will always want to take what you're given and never take advantage of it. So yeah, I'd love to race something bigger. 410 wings have always been the dream, with like World of Outlaws, High Limits. I always look up to those guys that race in there. Even though I still race with some of them, I still look up to them.
Well, and they are starting more and more to pay attention and look upward at our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. 410 non-wing sprint car winner from Lawrenceburg last weekend, Kayla Rell. And understand it was quite the recipe. You had crew people there making those adjustments prior to the feature, plus a chicken rooster or somebody, you know, on the phone from far away. What was the story with, you know, how you were able to put all of it together to have the car do at least mostly what you wanted while you were getting the thing ready to go out and race?
Yeah, so my main crew chief, Rooster, is his nickname. Tent Schmidt is his actual name. He's always on the phone helping us when we're at our home track, and he's at home working on the other race cars with Chase Stockin. And he helps us get the car together. We weren't perfect in the hot laps qualifying, and we weren't perfect in the heat race, and we kind of watched the track workers prepare the track for the feature, for the 410 feature, and we decided to go in between what we did for the heat race and hot laps. And it wouldn't be possible without all my sponsors. I had family that were there. I had friends, sponsors, and it all comes together when we all work together.
Well, and all working together, plus a driver that can make it work when the track has character or whatever it has that drivers have to overcome. Kayla Rell overcomes it and did so at Lawrenceburg at a 410 non-swing sprint car last weekend. And man, you know, a lot of folks got to be impressed with the career path that you're on. Where can they find out more information about you? You got any new t-shirts for 2024? What's up that folks can get involved with to follow the mission that you're on going forward?
Yeah, of course. We have our Facebook account, Kayla Rell Racing. And then we also have a new merchandise account or following page. So if you'd like to get merchandise and you're not close or you don't come to the racetrack, it's kaylaracing.com. And I would just love personally to see my own shirts walking around in my hometown. It just makes my day. And I love seeing all my fans, and you all make it possible for me.
Well, and Kayla Rell makes it easy for us to get up on our feet and cheer her as another victory in the pile for Kayla, a 410 non-wing sprint car winner at Lawrenceburg. Thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Joey Logano here for Hunt Brothers Pizza, where you can choose from 10 toppings all at no extra charge. In a hurry? Call ahead to place an order or grab a hunk of pizza on the go. Follow me on the track all season long and visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Save money today on your next full synthetic oil change at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $10 gift card after rebate when you buy 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for just $35.95. Our professional parts people can recommend the oil change supplies you need at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines for the 4th annual Women with Drive, driven by Mobil 1 Summit, taking place in Indianapolis, Indiana, December 9th through the 11th to kick off PRI Show Week. As a property of Women in Motorsports North America, this conference brings together both women and men to discuss the current issues and needs to advance opportunities for a more diverse and inclusive environment to help grow the motorsports industry. Head to womenwithdrivesummit.com to learn more and register now.
Hi, this is Doug Rice. Join me for the latest edition of Fast Talk.
I wondered, okay, was that real or was that something that just happened in a test session? Well, they proved it was real yesterday.
Let me tell you something. Testing and seat of pants and being in a car on a racetrack still pays off dividends when you go back to a racetrack.
We have to make sure that we're racing in a market that's going to, percentage-wise, probably give us a good weather weekend.
It's Fast Talk right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Plenty of grassroots racing going on all across the country, including Eldora's got the Kings Royal, Hampton Heat's out at Langley Speedway in Virginia, and everywhere else, they've got something going on in this hot summer weekend. Thank you for listening. Stay hydrated. I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza, Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.